I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You have a lot of allies out there, Woods. Tier one ally.
How so?
I was tweeting about the Aztecs game.
Yeah.
I kept getting tweets back. Shouldn't you be watching Happy Gilmore,
yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Did. Already had completed the movie.
What time did you watch it?
I did my work first. I watched it as soon as the show ended yesterday.
Did
when
you?
I got home.
Just get it out of the way. Get it out of the way.
It's a quick movie.
Yeah, it's quick movie.
Quick and easy. So. Well, do we get your review now or later?
Later. I have thoughts that I would like to share. Prior to Shooter McGavin,
Paul, do we even need to hear it? All right, I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Thoughts. I did laugh a couple of times.
I know that you laughed at when the homeless guy took the quarter.
It was the ball mark.
I read that and I went, "Why is Ben laughing at homeless people?"
It was supposed to be a laugh.
That part where they just pull that guy to be his caddy is so genius, dude.
I like when the kid grabs his clubs and he just tackles
him.
What do you think you're doing, kid?
What are you doing, kid?
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
So good.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ben and Woods, coming up here, our Spotlight Best of the Week interview, our conversation with Fernando Tatis Jr., on Tuesday morning. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. All right, let's do it. Let's go right out to Peoria, Arizona, where we are joined by the shortstop for the San Diego Padres and someone who just makes everybody in San Diego happy, which if that was your legacy, that would probably be a great legacy. He also happens to be one of the very best players in all of baseball, Fernando Tatis Jr., with us here on Ben and Woods. There's the laugh, too. Love it. Fernando, it's great to have you back on the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What's it like showing up to work the next day?
Yeah, what's today like?
After everything that happened yesterday.
You know, I'll be honest. I just feel the same, man. You know, we got the deal, got done, got sealed, perfect for that, and got for everything. But now we get back to reality, back to the game, back to the really fun part.
Now, I have a question. So I'm 45 years old, Fernando. I've played Fantasy Camp a couple of times. Do I need to keep myself in shape for like 20 years from now? You're coming out to Padres Fantasy Camp and working with all of us out there years from now. So I'm going to...
Padre for life, right?
Padre for life. So, like, I expect to see you at Fantasy Camp in, like, 18, 19 years, if you're still not playing that far. It's pretty remarkable to think that far ahead, Fernando.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that you said. But, yeah, you probably need to stay in shape for that.
That is literally motivation for me.
I thought yesterday's news conference was just really sensational. Great job by you. I wanted to ask you, though, there was a moment where A.J. Preller really started to choke up. I've never seen it happen with him, but he was talking about you and your family, and he had to catch him. So I don't know if you caught that. You were sitting there in front of all the people on Zoom, but just tell me a little bit more about that relationship, how it's developed with A.J., and how it factored into your decision.
You know, me and AJ, I started seeing AJ since I was 14. You know, when I was doing tryouts, I remember seeing AJ since that point. And, you know, since that point, I mean, we met each other. And, you know, when he traded for me, it was just, you know, it's a really good relationship, you know, very professional too. And what can I say? It was, you know, he was definitely a big part on this.
Fernando, have you had other players from other teams, you don't have to name names, reach out to you to ask you about the San Diego Padres as an organization? Because you know they have to be watching these press conferences, seeing you guys hugging it out, and go, man, that seems like a place that I would really like to play. Has that happened to you?
Yeah. You know, it happened a couple of times, and you know, I just feel blessed about it. You know, just seeing players, you know, trying to come to our team, to our culture, to what we're trying to do over here, to add their pieces. It's just, what can I say? It's a really good problem to have. I see it that way.
Fernando Tatis Jr. with us here on Ben and Woods. You know, we had one of our listeners who said yesterday, it almost felt like we all signed a big contract yesterday here in San Diego. Now, we don't share in the money, but we do share kind of in the excitement and the joy of knowing that you're going to be around for a long time. But again, we don't share in the money. So we did kind of want to ask.
Can we have some money is what he's trying to say.
I think Woods and I both kind of want to know, like, is there something that you've always wanted that's going to, you know, finally make its way into your garage or somewhere, you know, because now you have the ability to do that.
You know, I never had like that one thing that I wanted to buy. You know, I was really blessed since I was a kid. You know, my parents, I was able to live in a good family, and you know, I say this way, I never miss anything. But yeah, what can I say? I don't have that exactly object, but I started looking around to see what can we do to have some fun.
I picture you lying in your bed last night.
Keep his options open.
Scrolling through your phone going, let's see. Ferrari, Lamborghini, let's see what I get. Look, no one would begrudge you that, the work that you've put in. And to get that kind of deal, Fernando, you know, you mentioned, too, at least a report came out, that you mentioned, you know, staying in San Diego was very important to you. And I wanted to know, are you planning on kind of setting down roots in the actual city of San Diego as well? And I know you have your home in the DR and your farm, and we read about you milking cows and all that yesterday as
really?
Well. Yeah. And are you planning on setting down some roots here in the actual city of San Diego?
You know, I'm really thinking about it. They already, you know, this city has already adopted me, and I see it that way. So, yeah, you know, why not put a little bit of roots over here in San Diego?
But I know how important, you know, the Dominican Republic is to you as well. And in keeping that, you know, that part of your life there. I need to ask you more about the farm, though. This came as news to me when I read Jeff Passan's piece. Where does the farm like life come from? And you actually are there doing work in the DR on, you know, cows and chickens and all that stuff?
Yeah. You know, everything started with my dad. He also, you know, he bought the farm when I was like 6 months old, and it was like a family thing, and I just fell in love with it, and we just have keep growing and growing, and you know, it's something that me and my dad really appreciate, and that's like our real treasure over here.
Well, we are talking to the great Fernando Tatis Jr. here on Ben and Woods, who will be a Padre for life, a 14-year deal, and obviously everybody super elated. Your teammates, though, you often talk about your teammates. We all noticed last year, without fans in the stands, Fernando, the bond that many of you guys formed, and it was really quite something to see. Which teammate has given you the hardest time about your big contract?
It's got to be Manny, right?
Got to be Manny, right? It's got to be.
You know, I wouldn't say like hardest time, but you know, the veteran guys are always joking around and talking. You know, dinner's on me now, and it's just a great bond all the way around. You know, and you know, I'm really grateful for the teammates that I have, and you know, I wouldn't ask for nothing different.
How's my guy Brian O'Grady doing?
Have you met him yet?
Have you met Brian O'Grady? Yeah, and how's he doing? Yeah.
He's doing great. He's doing great. I mean, yeah, you know, he just adds to the team, and it's just a great match.
You know, I do want to turn our attention to this upcoming season, and I know you guys just had your first full workout yesterday, but a lot of new faces. I mean, anyone you kind of notice, you know, Ha-Sung Kim, who's coming in and working in the infield. What did you kind of see yesterday with some of your new teammates?
You know, he's hungry. He's hungry like all of us. He's hungry like all of us. So if you have the same intention of us, you know, you're going to click right away with us, because everybody's on the same track, on the same line. You know, every pieces that we had at, it just go together with us. You know, everybody's on the same page, and I mean, everybody's going for that W.
Fernando, I want to talk about your manager, Jace Tingler, and he, when he speaks of you, and really when he speaks of all the guys, he glows. You know, he absolutely glows. I feel like I feel like he's the right man for this job. What did you see from him? What has been the message so far in camp about this upcoming season? I know it's going to be longer than last year. All you guys have done this before. You know, you're used to playing a lot of baseball. But what's been the early message from the skipper?
You know, he's on track. We're on track to win this. But Skip is, you know, is a great guy. And it's a great dude, and you know, just the love he has for the game and for his boys, you can see it just by the way he's talking to us with the passion that he's doing it. You know, you can feel that just going through the room when he's talking. You know, like you mentioned, when he's talking about us and when he's talking in front of us, he's glowing because you can feel it's coming from the heart, and he's just trying to help us in every single way possible, and you know, he's trying to make it happen too.
Well, we were out there last year watching him run an infield, and you guys were, I mean, there were hands on the knees, like guys were, he works you guys pretty hard, man, for, you know, being big leaguers who know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we're just not satisfied when, like I mentioned, we're hungry, and like he's taking the best of us, like he's trying to get the best of us out there, so, you know, he's just working hard, you know how people it is. He doesn't remember like how big is your contract or how much you have in the bank. This is about the game. This is about doing the right things, and this is about doing it right.
I know guys work on things in the offseason. Like last year, Eric Hosmer getting more lift on the ball. Chris Paddock came back, said he added some muscle this offseason, working on his ranch there in Texas. I think a lot of people would say to you, just be the same, you know, and you'll be great. But I know you work. So what have you kind of been working on in your game? What areas of focus are you looking to improve on here in 2021?
You know, I'm still going to get better in every single area. That's my point. You know, I feel like there's way more to reach out there. But, you know, we're just really focused on hitting, you know, really taking care of my body on how I was going to be able to perform in the right way. So just being very smart with my body, and, you know, probably got a little bit more leaner and more faster too. So it's going to be more fun out there.
Well, that is bad news for all the pitchers out there in the National League. The guy who had the highest exit velocity in all of baseball
is
last
leaner.
Year is working on hitting. He wants to hit better this season. I pity the pitchers out there, Fernando. On behalf of everyone here in San Diego, just want to say congratulations on the new deal. We can't wait until we can all get back into Petco Park. I know the fans hopefully will be back there, if not opening day, very soon. And the reception will be warm as it always is. But thank you so much for your time, and good luck this season. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
There he is, Fernando Tatis Jr. Now back to work.
Love
back
you so
to
much.
Work.
Snuck that you love do. You in there.
He's great.
We all do.
He is great.
Let's sneak it in there.
Can you hear the giddiness in our voice?
Yeah. It's so fun talking to that kid.
Hard not to be.
Our pals at the Kept Faith tweeted, I think Fernando Tatis Jr. and Benin Woods on Tuesdays should just be a thing. I'm in. Sign me up for
I
that.
Have to twist my arm.
Yeah,
Why not? I am watching the video that is emerging daily from Peoria.
Oh, I can't get enough.
And
it makes me too sad.
I know.
I realize every fan base gets optimistic in February and March, and you know the team everything's promising during spring training.
It's fresh. We got new prospects coming up. We got these new free agents. We got. I mean, every single team for the most part.
I just every single guy though, I'm looking like, man, Ha-Sung Kim. I didn't realize he looks sharp defensively. Like he knows what he's doing. He's barely played any second base. Looks very smooth out there.
How about C.J. Abrams yesterday?
My God.
I mean, unbelievable.
He looks like he could field a ball at short and run it over to first before the guy gets to first base. He is just a blur out there.
And he's put on some muscle. I mean, he looks, that's our, you know, that him and Gore are our top prospects. And you look at him and you're like, dude, this here, it's insane to look at. And you're like, oh, my God, this is the real deal.
They are going to, you know, at some point, it doesn't have to be right now because he's not going to be in the big leagues this year, but they're going to have to move his position.
Mm-hmm.
He's a shortstop, and you're kind of blocked for the next 14 years.
I mean, if you want to keep him, then, yeah, you're going to have to move his position. Now, you know.
He could be trade bait for a giant name at some point. You never know who becomes available and who might be worth that card that you have there at some point.
Before you freak out at us, we're just saying that it does happen in other organizations. Doesn't really happen in this one. You don't. AJ Preller doesn't trade a lot of his top guys. We've pretty much got everybody we've gotten with some more fringe level type prospects.
Dodgers did it to get Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of player that you're going to want in return for a great prospect. But we'll see. I would also love to see him come up and, you know, spend a lot of time with the Padres. He looks like a very promising young player.
There's no question, man. There's no question about it. So I can't get enough of the videos. It does make me long to be out there and watching, you know, watching those practices. And it seems like the guys are having fun and they're locked in, ready to go. And it just, first game is on Sunday. So baseball is almost officially official.
We will also get to yesterday's Zoom news conference with Larry Rothschild, the pitching coach for the Padres, who really got hired and then COVID came. I've never really sat down and had a conversation.
No, me neither.
Yet with Larry Rothschild, and he's kind of seen it all in baseball. The guy has been. He mentioned yesterday, yeah, you know, when Ryan Weathers came up, he was a little nervous, and he goes, calm down, kid. I coached your dad. You know, I know you'll be fine. You're going to do fine. He's been around forever, and he's not one given to hyperbole. But when he started talking about just, he was kept being asked about, how's this guy looking?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone sounded like looking really good. Like, the Padres have so many pitchers. I had forgotten about Miguel Diaz, and he was talking, Miguel Diaz. Oh, man, yeah, he's... You know, he's looking healthy and really, really good.
There's so many of those names, like the Austin Adams of the world, the Dan Altavillas. Like, you're like, man, I mean, this is as deep as it's ever been.
He also let something slip.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, he qualified, of course. I think he heard what he said and then kind of, I need to try to fix that because that's not something that we're supposed to be talking about yet, about the closer situation and who's going to be the guy potentially in the ninth inning. Now, that clearly can change at any moment depending on performance and who looks good. But it did sound to me, Woods, and we'll play the audio later and you can make the judgment for yourself. Sounds to me like the Padres have the first guy in mind that's going to get the chance to be the ninth inning closer guy. Out of the, they got a bunch of guys, you know, Drew Pomeranz, Emilio Pagan, Keone Kela, Mark Melanson. They've got a lot of guys with closed. Austin Adams has closed games before. They got a lot of guys with the experience. So who's going to get the first kind of crack at the job? I think Larry sort of let the cat out of the bag as to who's the number one candidate at this point.
We have that audio?
We do. We're going to play it in our 6 o'clock hour. So I will. That's a long tease.
Well, you teased it real good
for you. You want to know, don't you?
I do.
That's why you got to keep listening to Ben Woods. Coming up next, our Rindle report. I get some headlines.
Oh, boy, Paul.
I want to know if Woods did his homework last night. I did mine.
I did.
I watched Happy Gilmore. Did Woods do his?
Paul is about to trigger some people out there.
Uh-oh.
I'm just reporting the news.
Ben Woods on a Friday. Glad to have you with us. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.